know musician Juliana Hatfield from her 1993 breakthrough hit, My Sister. But her career began when she formed the Blake Babies in the mid-80s. The group received a fair amount of success, particularly on college radio. After it broke up in early 1992, Hatfield launched a solo career and has never looked back. She now has 22 albums to her name, the latest, a cover album of songs from The Police. Hatfield performs at Workplay on Sunday. She spoke with WBHM's Michael Crowell about her career, how she defines success, and her earliest memories of The Police.
I felt like Sting was my first love. There was something in the quality of his voice that really just appealed to me on a deeper than a gut level. It was just like it felt like I knew that voice.
How did you choose which songs to cover?
I really have a kind of intuitive process when I'm choosing songs. I listen for songs that I think that speak to my current state of mind, and some of the Police songs I thought were feeling very relevant. I also really responded to the songs that were exploring a kind of existential angst, like a song like Hole in My Life, which is basically saying there's this hole in my soul, there's something missing, and it's more than just lost love. It's something that's bigger and deeper, and I love those kinds of songs, and they're always relevant.
How did you decide what treatment to give each song? I'm thinking specifically of something like Next to You.
When I went into the studio with a drummer and a bass player in the beginning, and I had a list of songs that I wanted to try to record, and the three of us went in there, and just on the spur of the moment, I thought, let's slow down Next to You to about halftime, and that was my whole concept. I don't plan things through all the way. I let things develop on their own. I like to play things by ear. What can I do? All I want is to be next to you.
You know, it strikes me that, in particular with The Police, like, these are more than just songs. Some of these are iconic, powerful songs. People remember where they were, what they were doing when they heard them. Are you concerned that people may not embrace this as a tribute?
Yes, of course. I do worry when I'm recording other people's songs that I might possibly piss off the fans. You know, I was conscious of the fact that I might piss off some Police fans or some Stuart Copeland fans, or, you know, that it is a concern, but I try not to let it cripple me. I try to put those concerns to the side and just take comfort in knowing that I'm doing this respectfully and with a lot of love. And one of my goals in recording covers albums is to just not disrespect the originals. Even if I'm totally changing a song and coming at it from a completely different angle, I want to do it respectfully. I don't want to tear down a song and reconstruct it and rebuild it just for the sake of doing it or for the sake of being controversial or daring or something. There has to be a point. If I'm gonna break a song down and reconstruct it, there needs to be a point to it.
You have a large catalog, a large discography. And I'm curious, when you're planning gigs, how do you decide what songs to have on your set list?
It's tricky. It's definitely complicated to go back, look at all of my albums. What seems to make sense is to focus on the latest stuff and the earliest stuff, so then I have a set list that's bookended with the very beginnings and then the current place where I am. And then just from all the albums in the middle, I try to take a little sprinkling of songs. So there's really no real system to how I choose.
Are you sensitive to the fact, both as a musician and as a concert goer yourself, are you sensitive to the fact that people expect, maybe at minimum, you know, that you do the hits, that you do Spin the Bottle and My Sister?
No, I think that a really cool thing is that I really believe that people don't care at this point. They don't. I think that if I did not play My Sister, which was really my main radio song, I think that I've made so many albums since then and played so many concerts and so much time has gone by that people wouldn't even mind if I didn't play it. And I have done shows where I haven't played that song and no one seemed to miss it. And when I play it, it gets just as much response as any other song. It's not necessarily the song that people most want to hear. So I think that's just really great that my catalog seems to be, it's broad enough that I can play anything and people will be okay with it. But I do like to play My Sister because I just really like the song and it holds up.
How has being an artist evolved for you over the years?
I'm almost, in a way, more excited and happy about it now than I was. In the early days, it was just like I felt so tortured. Like, I have to do this, but I'm not very good at it, but I have to do it. But now I just feel I'm so lucky to be able to do this. And hopefully that attitude comes across somehow. I'm not a very showy performer. I don't pander to the crowd, really. I kind of just play the songs, but I think that my attitude is a little more positive. I'm more secure in my role as a musician and a songwriter.
What does success mean to you?
In a way, success feels like living the life that I'm living. I live alone and I make music, and it's not a luxurious or decadent lifestyle at all, but success is freedom, and I feel like I have that. I have freedom. I have enough freedom to be able to make music, make art, live alone. That's kind of my idea of success.
That's Juliana Hadfield speaking with WBHM's Michael Crow. Her latest album is Cover Songs of the Police. She performs Sunday at Workplay.